Bill Burr loves health insurance CEOs fearing for their lives, selfish, greedy fucking pieces of ST. By Paul Bois on December 11, 2024. Actor-comedian Bill Burr said he loves how health insurance CEOs are now fearing for their lives following the assassination of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Burr, never a man to color inside the lines of political opinions, issued his thoughts on the assassination of Brian Thompson when speaking on his Monday morning podcast this week. "You know what's annoying me about this kid who killed this CEO? None of these news programs are talking about the incredible lack of empathy from the general public about this because of how these insurance companies treat people when they at their most vulnerable. After we've all given them our money every fucking month. And now we finally need you and all you do is deny us. And then these pussies and all of these things are taking the pictures of their CEOs off their websites," he said. As Breitbart News reported, health insurance CEOs began removing photos and names from company website after left-leaning journalists like Taylor Lawrence began publicly posting them online. Burr referred to health insurance CEOs as selfish, greedy fucking pieces of shit and celebrated them fearing for their lives. "I gotta be honest with you, okay? I love that fucking CEOs are fucking afraid right now. You should be. By and large, you're all a bunch of selfish, greedy fucking pieces of shit. And a lot of you are mass murderers," he said. "You just don't pull the trigger. That's why it looks clean. That's why these people look, oh my god, he was just, you know, walking into a hotel. It's like, okay, well, what was his job? What did he do? What was the results of it?" Luigi Mangione, a 26-year-old former high school valedictorian, was arrested on Wednesday at a McDonald's in ATL Una, Pennsylvania after a little over a week of police searching for the suspect in the killing of Brian Thompson. As Breitbart News reported, the suspect did appear to harbor extreme views toward the American healthcare industry. The 26-year-old Maryland native who was arrested Monday in Altoona, Pennsylvania, had a document railing on healthcare industry when police searched him and his belongings, according to CNN. CNN cited a police official who has seen the document when referencing Luigi Mangione's arrest. ABC News noted that the document was 3 pages long and handwritten. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said the document that speaks to his motivation and mindset, inasmuch as it does seem that he had some ill will toward corporate America. Though hardcore leftists have either been celebrating Mangione as the hero or at least have expressed sympathy for his alleged crime, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, denounced those views. "In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to resolve policy differences or express a viewpoint," he said. "I understand people have real frustration with our healthcare system. I have worked to address that throughout my career. But I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most. In a civil society, we are all less safe when ideologues engage in vigilante justice." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.